That's the bottom line. And the fact of the matter is, during the first 3.5 years of tribulation, sin will increase. There will be death and there will be pestilence like the world has never seen. But I'm going to let you in on it. If you come back tonight, you'll find out that's not even the tip of the iceberg. Things are going to get a whole lot worse after that. But listen, that's bad enough. Who wants to go there? Who wants to go through the tribulation? And then, having endured that, if you survive, who wants to go to hell? You think getting disease and dying is bad? That's bad. Isn't that bad? I think being killed in war would be kind of a negative experience. I really do. There's not much future in it. I think being shot in your home would be a negative experience. I really do. And things are happening. We're seeing these things happen. But what would be far worse is to die without Jesus and to go to hell. You think tribulation is bad? Tribulation's only 7 years. Hell's forever. Hell never ends. There are no releases for good behavior. There are no pardons and no paroles. Once you go there, you stay there, and you stay there forever. And you burn apart from the presence of God in the fires of hell. You say, preacher, you trying to scare us? No, 1,000 times. No, I don't want to scare you. I just want to tell you the truth. I just want you to know what the Bible says. And the Bible says that if you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can miss all of these things. But if you don't have Him, they're waiting for you. Now, where do you stand in relation to these things today? Bible says that one of these days, Jesus is going to descend into the clouds above the earth. And there's going to be the shout of God. And there's going to be a trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ are going to be raised and changed. Then the living saints of God will be taken to heaven to be with Him. And boy, I tell you what, I've got my ticket. Yes, amen, I've got my ticket. I'm ready. I'm stamped. I'm ready. All I'm waiting is for the boarding call. And I'll take my plane air ride out of here. And I'm ready for that today. Hallelujah. But listen, not everybody is. Some in this room, if Jesus were to come right now, you'd still be sitting right where you are. And you're near the tribulation period. Is that what you want to happen to you? Is that what you want? Do you want to live your life without Jesus, and do you want to die and go to hell? If you do, you can have it because God will let you. But I'll tell you something. If you want to be saved, you can have that too because God loves you. And if He's calling you to come to Him and to get ready to miss these things and be with Him when He comes for His children, then I invite you to come to Him today. I invite you to come and let me or some of these preachers take a word of God and show you how you can be saved by the grace of God right now. If you'd come by faith, God would save you forever, right now. And you know who you are, and you know you need to do it. And I invite you to come and do that today. Let's stand together with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Brother Donnie's coming, our musicians are coming.